Today's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
With the conclusion of the ginning season from the 2012 crop, we now know that U.S. farmers produced 17.3 million bales of cotton. If we break that down, that's 16.5 million bales of upland cotton and then 780,000 bales of ELS or Pima cotton.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
On a regional basis, the Southeast produced 5.9 million bales, the Mid-South 4.2 million bales, the Southwest 5.2 million bales, and then the West 1.2 million bales.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA also released their initial estimates for the 2013 crop. In that number, they put the U.S. crop at 14 million bales. That's based on the March planting intentions number of 10 million acres. But the key to watch for the prospective crop for 2013 is really what happens with weather.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA's estimate of 14 million bales does reflect some adjustment in abandonment rates, particularly in the southwestern part of the United States where they're already battling dry weather conditions. So if their early season projections hold true, that'll be a more than 3 million bale decline from the 2012 estimate.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think given where we are in the planting season, we've seen cotton plantings being delayed from their normal pace. In part, in the eastern part of the cotton belt, that's primarily been due to wet weather. And then, of course, in the southwest, we're still battling those dry conditions.